Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. Today in our short podcast, we're going to look at the tradition of the Christmas tree. The current Christmas tradition of the Christmas tree is of comparatively recent origin. While there's a long tradition in Europe of veneration of trees, particularly in Celtic and German areas, it is unclear if this had any influence on the Christmas tree. One tradition that may have was the custom of bringing in branches of evergreen trees into the house around the winter solstice as a symbol of life and longevity. This custom is still practiced in Ireland with sprigs of ivy and holly used. The first mention of Christmas trees in a recognisable form dates from the 16th century. The practice of both bringing indoors and decorating evergreen, usually coniferous trees, is recorded first in parts of northern Germany and the Baltic states. It is significant that it was in Lutheran areas that the custom is first recorded. The tree was seen as an alternative to the previous custom of the crib that was now associated with Catholicism. The first trees were generally sighted in Lutheran churches and later spread to the houses of royalty and the nobility. With the Hanoverian succession in the United Kingdom, the new German dynasty also had Christmas trees in their palaces. However, it was not until the reign of Queen Victoria that the royal tree was widely publicised and the custom began to become more popular. Trees were expensive and still until comparatively recently appeared in civil settings like churches or in the houses of the rich and titled. In Kilkenny, there are few mentions of Christmas trees until into the 20th century. The settings are generally in schools where the tree is often the focus of gift-giving to the local children. The widespread sale of trees does not appear until the late 1950s. It is in this period that Kilkenny Corporation erected the first trees on the parade. The tree for Christmas 1955 was donated by Lady Bellew and was over 20 foot high. The practice gradually spread to other villages around the county. Trees were usually originally decorated with fruit and had lit candles affixed, so they were often a fire hazard. The practice of growing trees specifically for the Christmas market is a recent phenomenon. Previously, trees were sourced from local woods and plantations. Native European conifers like the Norwegian spruce and Scots pine were the original Christmas trees, well known for their shedding nature. In recent years, exotic conifers like the noble fir from Northwest America and the Nordman spruce from the Caucasus have largely replaced these and are purpose grown. Their popularity is due in part to their non-shed attributes. In North America, the Douglas fir, the balsam fir and noble fir are the most popular. As the 20th century progressed, artificial trees became more popular and now account for a large number of trees in homes. The availability of both a variety of non-shedding live trees as well as artificial alternatives has led to the widespread adoption of Christmas trees into private homes, public and social spaces, etc. The Christmas tree is now an integral part of the Irish Christmas.